home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. It's the Friday morning show, and that means one thing. We've got Zoe Niklaus on the line today, and she is one of our most popular guests that we have on the program. She's a psychic, a theta energy healer, and so much more. She'll tell you all about that in just a minute. I've got to squish a spider. I'm really sorry. Hang on. Ugh. Okay. I've been trying to. Okay. Where is it? There we go. Sorry. It's been like crawling around my window. I tried to spray hairspray on it to make it go away, but okay. That was not how I expected the show to start. Anyway, sorry, folks. Let's start again. Zoe's going to be on the line in just a second. And we have the honor and privilege of having a friend of Zoe, so it's more like a Zoe and friend show. We have Cindy Connor also joining Zoe today. So if you're calling in to ask a question, you're going to get a twofer today. You're going to get Zoe's take on your question, and you'll also get Cindy giving you her feedback as well. And before I bring them on, I just want to remind everybody that on Wednesday show, we had psychic Rebecca Fisk on, and one of these days, and it's on me, folks, not on Zoe or Rebecca, we're going to be doing a joint show featuring both of these ladies at the same time, kind of like a tag team. We'll be like the WWE of talk radio, but we're going to have them on at a date TBD, to be determined in the future, and we'll be going forward, I think probably like on a quarterly thing. Who knows how this is going to work, but because we've never done it before, but I'm very excited to do this. If you have called in, and I've pre-screened you, we'll get to your calls today as quickly as we can. If you have called in and this is your first time calling, that's great. But if you want to ask a question, you must press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, I think you're one of the hundreds of people who are calling in and just listening to the show from your telephone, which is totally cool. But that doesn't trigger me to try to go and answer the line. So if you want to ask a question, press 1 on your keypad. So I'll pre-screen you while these are taking other callers this morning. And let's see, other housekeeping things before I bring Zoe on the line. I want to make sure to let you know that when we have you on the show, you get to ask one question and maybe a follow-up, but it doesn't mean, oh, but then I want to know about, okay. See, that falls into the, now you can book your appointment with Zoe directly and have as much time as you want, and Zoe will talk about her specials that she has and all that fun stuff. I've made it very easy for you to book an appointment with Zoe. On the show page, you will see both her website, zoeniklaus.com, and a link to her website. Both are linked. So there's no excuses. I can't figure out how to get there. You press the button and it takes you right to the website. You fill out the information and ask for the radio special, and you can take advantage of that. So without further ado, I want to bring Zoe on first. And I think I've got Cindy in here somewhere. I may have lost Cindy. So I'm going to, this is another call from that particular area code. Cindy, is this you, I'm hoping?
Yes, it is.
There we go. I got both Cindy and Zoe on the line. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody. And here's my friend Cindy. Well, everybody, this is an exciting day. Cindy is my first guest here on Rated G Radio. Actually, my second guest. Everyone knew Doug Johnston and myself from last year, and we had a lot of fun. And so this year, it's exciting because I wanted to bring forward some people that I feel are very good at their trade, very good with their abilities, yet they haven't quite cracked the door, or maybe they have, but would like a little extra help or a little push. And so Cindy is a beautiful, lovely soul. She's somewhere up in Alaska, so it's cool to share this time with her today. And we initially met each other roughly a year and a half ago or so, and she's a very gifted woman. She's very in tune. We share a lot of like-mindedness, and so it has been a pleasure to invite her on, and she readily accepted. So, again, she's very gifted herself. She also has her own shop, which she will let you know about in just a moment here, and she's very in tune with crystals and stones, and I think this is exciting because it brings in another dynamic of what is involved as far as doing psychic readings. There are many tools out there in this world, for us to help, to help support ourselves. And Cindy's familiar with lots of these stones and the energies. And I did, as we visited about this program, I did invite her to find a stone for the three categories that people usually have questions about: love life, employment, and personal and or personal health. So anyway, without further ado, I would like to introduce Miss Cindy Connor. So Cindy, if you'd like to talk a little bit and let us know what all you're up to these days.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm honored. A little bit about myself. In personal, I've used rock stones and crystals in healing along with the masters. And it's just incredible, the vibration and everything that you feel. And I teach beginner classes for people so that they can learn how to utilize the crystals, respect them, and know how to take care of them. And it's just an incredible energy field that I think everybody should learn a little bit about, because they're from Mother Earth, they're natural, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Cindy, can I ask a question? How do you? Because I've got a ton of crystals here. I've been lucky to have neighbors that have owned a crystal shop, and I've just kind of like bought bucket loads of them whenever they kind of like spoke to me. How do you take care of crystals? Do you have a cleaning regimen? Do you bury them in the ground at night? What should people be doing with them to make sure that they're taken care of the right way?
Well, one thing that's important is full moons and new moons. A lot of times you can take the crystals and put them on a shelf where they'll get the light of the moon, and that purifies them and clears them. A lot of times I'll just take a little bit of cold water and rinse the crystal. But the thing that people need to know is that they like to be activated. So when you get a crystal, you clean it, and then you activate it with your intentions so that it will resonate with your energy.
So does it matter, because when I have gone online to do research on crystals, I know, or at least I think I know, I'll have you correct me, but we'll, do research on, for example, like jade. And so I have a ton of jade because I love prosperity and I love money coming to me. And so I've got buckets of that. But then I've also got citrine, and I've got some American, or some, I've got some jasper here, and I've got, and I can go down the whole list and everybody will roll their eyes, but the stones that have just really spoken to me, I've said, I've got to have that one, or I've got to have this particular piece. Does it really matter what type of crystal it is for whatever intention you're trying to create, or can you pick out, something that says, well, it's really used for this, but then you say, well, I want to infuse this to it. So does that work?
It does. Each crystal has a phenomenal amount of properties. And let's say amethyst. Amethyst is known for the all healer. It amplifies other stones. It also is very powerful for insomnia, headaches. It's known to help in healing all types of cancers. So let's say you were talking about citrine. Citrine is known for finance. Jasper is the happy stone. Each color of jasper, let's say if you have a red jasper, that's known for like taking action, and it helps with projects, and that's red jasper. You have green jasper for healing. I mean, each stone has so many aspects to it. And if you are in tune to it, then it has purpose for you.
Cool. Well, I think I think we could have you back on, Cindy, and just talk about gems and crystals on another show. So otherwise, we'll never get to any callers because I've got a list of questions for you about a mile long. Okay. Zoe, before we get going, do you want to talk about your March special or anything else that you want to share with the listeners before we get going?
Yes, absolutely. So on my beautiful, beautiful webpage, thank you, Mr. Garrett Miller.
You're welcome.
There is a button there. Oh, yes. There's a button there called Radio Special. And I do offer this to those who are listening to the program here. The radio special is this: you get 1 hour for just a flat rate of $85. This is normally a $120 value. And so I offer this for each month. And for those listeners who would like to take advantage, last month there were a few listeners that did take advantage, so this is exciting. So I do encourage people to do so. And one of the things that I bring to the table, one of the gifts, is healing. And so during a session with me, and Garrett, you've had this experience a couple of times now, there's healing that goes on along with the reading. And during the process of a session, patterns are healed, beliefs are healed. It's just a journey of cleaning and then reading, and then cleaning and then reading. And this is very important. So anyway, if for those who would like to have this experience, I am offering this. And again, this would be for March. We'll call it the St. Patrick's Day special because here we are. So we're almost there. Also, this weekend, this Sunday, I will be up in Linwood, Washington at the Embassy Suites for the Mystical Winds Psychic Fair. Folks, this is very exciting. For those of you in the greater Northwest area, the North Seattle area doesn't quite get the attention in terms of psychic readers. It's in a different kind of belt, even though it's highly populous. So it's a wonderful opportunity. And with this location, and it's on a Sunday, so it's not interfering with other local fairs that usually occur on Saturdays. So Sunday, it will be exciting, and we're just 1 mile from a huge, huge mall. So you can come out and get a reading, go to the mall, go shopping. If you have any money left over, come say yes instead. There's psychics and healers, several crystal vendors there as well. And then on Tuesday, as folks are getting to be fairly familiar with, every Tuesday, I am at Karina's Bakery in Tacoma, Washington, starting at 1 o'clock p.m., and available for readings. And I do invite people, if they wish to have a reading, if they're on limited time, go ahead and text me or Facebook message me and set up a time. That is very okay to do. Or you can just drop in, and the rates are just $2 a minute. That's extremely reasonable. Tuesday evening, I will then be on a psychic panel for Lou J. Free's Showcase, which is in Federal Way, Washington, at the Clarion Hotel, and that starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Cover charge is just $5, and a person will be given an envelope, and you put an item in the envelope, and it will be distributed to one of the panel members. All of us have our own different gifts and skills, and so it's a neat way to receive a mini reading, and it's a nice way to also test drive all of the psychics and see what's going on. So I will be there as well. So those are the upcoming events for myself. And as always, available, I'm always available by phone, by text, email. Feel free to go to my lovely, beautiful website, zoenicklaus.com, and message me through there as well. And you know what? Take advantage of this special. It's a great, great deal. And there
it's
we go,
totally
Garrett.
A great deal. And I will tell you from personal experience that I had before, you know, before I have any, I call it Zoe like a fun guest. Before I have any of the fun guests, and I always say, you know, unless you have like my complete bio, you don't really know anything about me. Give me like a mini reading just so I can get a feel for, you know, your style and how we're going to work on the show. And I immediately hit it off with Zoe and totally was like, oh my gosh, she's absolutely awesome. But the thing that I really like the best in the private session with her is that she does this theta energy healing. And if you've never heard about theta, T-H-E-T-A, theta energy healing, you must, but I would go do a little research on it and go like, what in the heck is this? Because I will tell you, it is so cool. And you think it's crazy until you have it done. And then you're like, oh my gosh, now I want to do theta energy work all the time because it just makes all the bad stuff go away. So you really do need to take advantage of it, folks, because it's totally fun. And Zoe is so much fun in your time that you get with her, and you don't have to share her with anybody else. And with that, let's get to our first caller of the day. And by the way, if you are calling in, because I see the entire switchboard that's lit up here, if you want your question on air, you got to press 1 on your keypad. If you've not been screened yet, I will get to you in just a moment while we talk to Carla, who was born February 8th, 1965. Carla, you are live with Zoe and Cindy. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I have a question.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead, Carla.
I have a question about my career. I work for myself, but I took on a part-time job, which they're very nice people, but there's not enough hours to accommodate. I only get paid. I'm a massage therapist, plus I do other work. They only pay me when I'm working, you know, when they have clients, which is I'll give them an 8-hour day and I get paid maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. Because I'm a subcontractor, and they're really nice people, but they promise that they're going to get busy, but in their past, they never have been busy. These are doctors, and I was wondering, do you see me staying there, or do you see me finding a better part-time job to take on until my business picks back up?
Okay. Excellent question. First of all, with the callers on the show here, I really like to get a person's birth date and do the numerology on it. So the numerology for you, and this would be your birth force number or what we would also call the life path number. Your life path number is a number 4. And for you, what this means is form and structure. It is important for you always to have a foundation and create a foundation. So understand that within you, just in general, you are a builder. So you like to build things, you like to create. There needs to be an order to what you're doing, which is precisely what you're doing now. So regarding your self-employment, you are currently trying to complement it in some way, shape, or form. So anyway, hold on to the definition of the number 4 energy. One thing that I am hearing here, Carla, is your self-value. And sometimes, and this is going into Theta Healing, sometimes people run a program called a price to pay. And what this means, it's sort of a reflection of, how do I want to say this, lower self-esteem in a sense, believing that we must do something in order to have a price to pay. So in other words, you have your self-employment, you have your part-time, but yet neither one at this moment in time is bringing you to the level that you want to be at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead, first of all, and just with your permission, if it's okay to go ahead and clear your energy. So is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And what this means in the work that I do, there is a process of rebalancing the energy in the brain as well as the chakras and the aura. So this is happening for you right now. In terms of the current part-time position you're at, I do not see this lasting for much longer. In terms of real time, not to scare you, but it wouldn't surprise me if that comes to an end by the end of this month, which is okay because at that point we will be in the shadow of Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde asks us to revisit, redo, rethink, reevaluate. And let's say that they don't let you go. They're going to keep you through April. That's okay because you're already, it's almost like we're already in retrograde. And you are doing this now because you are a number 4. I do see another part-time position coming in. It will complement your current practice. Well, in fact, the next position will bring more balance to you. Right now, you were seeking balance and you started this with the best of intentions. It is not offering you that. In fact, once you started, it was almost like going from university level back to kindergarten, in a sense.
Oh my
Does
God.
That make sense?
That's how they act.
Oh, okay.
It was very warm, you know, loving, you know, the wonderful people. Now I'm seeing their true colors, which is
yes.
just like, okay.
Yes. And so in a different language, we would also say that it's no longer a vibrational match. Now, it doesn't mean that you say, oh, okay, well, you know what, I'm better than you, so I'm going to leave. It's not about that, but it's simply about understanding, first of all, what is going on, and then secondly, putting yourself back in the driver's seat and saying, okay, I, Carla, am now empowered. This is what it is for this moment, and I now wish to call in like vibration and higher regarding the next position. So I do see that change coming for you. And also what I do see in terms of your big picture is that with the next position, you'll be doing that for a bit longer, let's say 5 to 6 months, something like that. This is what I see anyway, because your practice will then be elevated more to the level that you're really wanting it for it to be. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me pass you over to Cindy. I know she has some very good information for you and more tools to help you support you with your efforts here. So, Cindy, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. The first thing that I got was the stone black obsidian. The black obsidian, what I'm getting is that you've been feeling scattered. You're unable to focus what's unimportant, and it's time to start prioritizing your intentions and focus on the things that you want to accomplish and your goals. And then also the angel of focus is around you, and this angel wants you to stay on track until a matter or the situation is settled or complete. And also I'm getting that through all this that you're going through that you have a lot of fear, and it'll help you energy-wise to say to yourself every morning when you wake up, I have no fear, I'm not afraid. But I think at this time the black obsidian will really help work with you, and if you have any questions.
No. That's perfect. I was just wondering on what Zoe said about another position coming in. What was the time length on that by chance? And is it something I search out or someone, you know, offers it to me?
Yes. First of all, I highly suggest for you to follow through on Cindy's suggestion with the black obsidian and her affirmation. Yeah, because that will, number one, help further support you with your intention and your effort. And as you focus on that, it's okay, it's very okay to talk to your guides, to talk to Creator, even Archangel Michael, and ask for help to bring this to you. You see, and this is something that all of us forget about. It's okay to say, you know what, I don't know where it is. It's kind of like we've misplaced our car keys, for example. Okay, God, okay, Archangel Michael, okay, angel, please bring it to me. And it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, here's the job, you know, and it drops on your head. Mm-hmm. No, the signs come in, you know. This is where, like Oprah Winfrey has always suggested, we listen to the whispers. Listen to those little thoughts and ideas. So in terms of your real-time timeline, the change of position that I see will be as soon as next month. And regarding the current position, it's something, again, it's you're like mentally not there anymore. It's okay. You're being honest with yourself. You're being truthful. Again, follow through with the black obsidian and just say, okay, God, bring it to me. What is this? And so you're also asking for like vibration and higher. This way, it will be a stronger vibrational match on the next round. And it also looks like before the end of April, you will have secured that next position. Okay?
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Carla, for the call.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a great day. There we go.
Thank you.
Exciting news is on the way for Carla. That's really cool. Let's get to our next caller here, who is Sissy. Sissy's born November 26th, 1964. Sissy, you are on the line with Zoe and Cindy. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Cindy. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
My question is similar to your first caller. I am presently working on a contract. I'm calling in to see if you see the contract ending and do you see a new opportunity coming?
Okay, very interesting. First of all, Sissy, in terms of numerology, your life path is a number three. And yes. Number three is about balance, and it's about spiritual balance specifically. You know, in the Catholic Church, we would say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So for you, balance is also very important. And regardless of what you're doing in your life, whether it's personal, business, otherwise, balance is extremely important. And if it is not, it is time to invite that in, but it feels like you have invited that in. In
yes.
terms of the contract ending, before we get to Cindy, I'm excited for you to talk with her because I do feel with you that you also have some fear going on. It's like on the one hand, you're aware that, okay, we're approaching the end here, now what? And it is possible to generate this and create this. In two more days, we are under the influence of the full moon, which is the releasing time. And so when we put pen to paper and write down that which, you know, we wish to release, the universe supports this. And so, first of all, I would encourage you to do that exercise on the full moon because for you specifically, especially regarding this matter, it is important to release the fear. Will there be something coming? Yes. With your timeline, it feels a little bit different to me. Again, you're aware it's coming, but it's like your eyes are getting bigger and bigger. The closer the date comes, you're standing there with eyes wide open, like, uh-oh, okay, good, uh-oh, okay, good. And it's a little scary, right? So let's see here. In terms of real time, I'm hearing the number 7, and what that means is the 7th month, which would be around July. So for you, July is a good time. July does feel like a place of change for you. The month of September, for everybody in general, is like a wind-down month regarding, you know, what number personal year that you're in. And then October is new beginning time. For you, however, your new beginning time to me feels like the month of July. If you're not already canvassing for another position, it does feel like you are, I encourage you to do so because the month of May does feel like there's going to be 2 to 3 very positive opportunities coming. So just like the previous caller, with these tools, it is very okay to say to the universe, okay, I'm ready. I'm calling in like vibration and higher. And let's do this. Let's bring it on. So let me pass you over to Cindy because I know she's got some wonderful resource tools available for you. So, Cindy, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I received two stones. One is fluorite and the other one is amazonite. The fluorite is telling me that you're having problems on focusing on task and that there's a development of your inner genius and a time for you to educate yourself on some more knowledge that may be lacking. And with the fluorite, I get the angel of intelligence is with you. And it's telling you that you have the ability to focus on complex tasks and you can figure this out. And you actually enjoy researching and learning new things. And it just says that you always love to discover new information. So that was with the fluorite. Now with the amazonite, it says that you can be, I got that you're holding back on things that you need to say and to bring forth the truth about certain matters that need to be spoken. And you do have this courage to speak up, and you do have the power to improve any situation that you try to accomplish. Now, the angel of truth and honesty is complicated, but they want you to know that your mind can be at ease and that you will find the words to express your truth and speak eloquently and lovingly.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Sissy, there
you're
you
welcome.
Go. Have a great day, and we appreciate you calling in today. And our next caller is Jane. Jane is born June 18th. 1970. Jane, you are now live with Zoe and Cindy.
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hi. Hi. I want to know, do you see me moving in a new direction as far as my career?
Very interesting. We have a very common theme here today. I love it. And this must be the full moon. Definitely doing its work. I also know that Mars is now in Taurus and then Venus is retrograde to mid-April. So let's visit first and foremost your life path number. Very interesting. So you are a fellow Gemini, and Gemini to Gemini, we connect fairly well. Just in general, we love to talk and communicate. And your life path is a number 5. And 5 says, change, change, change. I like change. If change is not going on in your world in some way, shape, or form, and it doesn't mean that you have to constantly be, you know, throwing the blanket in the air and, you know, slipshod goes the life, but change is important for you. Change is also a spiritual balance, too. So with your career, first of all, you're always looking for, you know, you'll secure a really great job, and yet you're still looking down the road. What else is there? What else is there? What else is there?
Yeah.
Yes, and so part of this is you. With Mercury as your ruling planet, you tend to think very quickly on your feet. You're always looking. So it's like you're always multitasking. So you're in the present moment. Yeah. And you're also down the road constantly, constantly, constantly. Sometimes this actually ends up working against you, which that's not news for you. You already know that. So with your question, this is resonating with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, with your career, at present it feels like there is a certain level of contentment. You're okay with it. You can hang out there, but you also are feeling like this is what's going on. I'm just hanging out. What I'm seeing for you, I don't know if what your background is, but it feels like more learning would help you. Now, this can also, learning can come with a career change as well. So the position that you're doing now is okay, but it's a little bit boring for you. Yes, it is possible. It's almost like the sidestep that you really want to take and see there is something you really want to do, but then there's fear around it as well. It's almost like you want to sidestep from being, and this is just a comparison, going from being an admin assistant over into logistics for the federal government. It's a pretty dramatic change that you are contemplating and considering. And so there is a go-ahead on this. The answer to that is yes. No, this is not outlandish. No, it is not far-fetched. However, like the previous two callers, there are some concerns. There's a little bit of fear going on here, too. And it causes you to then question yourself, oh, okay, you know what, this is crazy. No, I'm not going to do it. It's never going to work out anyway. Nope, you know, not in this lifetime. So there's some mental, verbal, internalizing, beating yourself up right now. And so with that, I'd like to pass you over to Cindy because I know she's got some excellent resource tools. Will there be a career change? Yes, there will. It's going to take a little bit of time. You'll probably sidestep into that before the end of this year. But let's have Cindy answer your question for you here. Go ahead, Cindy.
Sure.
Hi. I received, hi, how are you today? I received two. One was the citrine, and it's saying right now you're lacking a little bit of confidence and you're having a difficult time about yourself. And and it is a safe time to be powerful, and you are to shine your light to reach your full potential and to take away the fear. Now, the angel of self-confidence is surrounding you and bringing you courage so that you can have confidence and you can bring out the abilities and start to respect yourself, who you are, and it'll allow you to be magnificent. It'll allow you to open up. Now, the other one is pyrite, and I'm getting that with these changes and shifts, you're having worries about money.
Yes.
And so what you need to do is to be willing to accept prosperity into your life. You can do affirmations and allow this energy to take over so that you can earn your unlimited income doing what you love to do, and allowing you to use your skills and to follow your dreams and to have confidence in yourself so that you will have the ability to be successful. So the angel of entrepreneurship is also working with you. And the angel is letting you know that you have limited potential and that you can always fulfill your highest power. And you will attract whatever you need to be successful. And you will be able to earn your unlimited income doing what you love.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Appreciate your call today. And since we're past the halfway mark, I just want to remind everybody that if you'd like to book an appointment with Zoe, you can do so very easily by following the two easy links right here on the show page to, you know, zoeniklaus.com, or visit her awesome website here. You just click here and it takes you right there. Click on the radio special and you can book your own time with Zoe, and it is totally fun and awesome. So I highly recommend that for you. We're going to jump to our next caller here, which is also a Cindy. Cindy is born February 7th, 1967. Cindy, you're live with Cindy and Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, girls.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I have a little bit of a different question. And it popped up when I first heard about you guys being on the air. And the request from Spirit is, there's somebody with me, and they have a message, and it's not coming through to me. So can you figure that one out for me?
Okay. Sure. We will most certainly help you with this. So first of all, yes. First of all, fellow air sign Miss Aquarius, and you are also a life path number 5, just like the previous caller. So just in general, once again, in your world, change. And it's kind of like you're always growing and then shedding the skin, releasing the old to invite the new. This, it's a reminder for you to always stay in tune with that there is a spiritually divine process of evolution. And this is information that's just coming through for you right now. Follow this, follow your heart, and know that if you ever feel like you are quote-unquote stuck, it is because you simply stepped out of resonance with a vibration of change and evolution. So this is just a reminder for that. Secondly, one message that I am receiving, this is from, let's see here. This is from the grandmother's side of the family, which is on your mother, father. It's mother's side of the family, and it's three generations back. This grandmother energy is coming through. This is who is connecting with me right now. And what the message that she is bringing is this. Your life has felt like an uphill climb, particularly the last 2 to 3 years. And in your climb, part of you has lost focus. You feel like you have been looking at everything, yet the reminder is to remember that you are still created in the likeness of God. That these are the words that she's using. This is the reminder to reconnect and remember that you are made from Creator and to go back to that resource. So in Theta Healing, I would simply ask you, with your permission, would you like to know how to and what it feels like to be connected to Creator of all that is, to have your root chakra connected directly to Creator? Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's reestablish, number one, the spiritual connection. Number two, she is also mentioning it's either a ring or a piece of jewelry that belonged to either your mother or her mother. That is important, and it's something that's been lost. It to me, it feels like an antique ring of some kind that will be finding its way back to you. It won't be for a little while yet, but it's something that is due to you. This is a ring that has been with you in a past life as well, and this is a reminder that you are all connected in the family lineage. You are the strong one. And she wants you to know this, that you are the strong one. You have leaned on others in the family because you feel like they are the strong ones. And yes, they do have different kinds of strengths, yet you are the one that carries the weight of this. You are the workhorse. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And let's see here. Finally, she's sending a pink ring. But it's like a pink ring of roses, so it is her energy sending you her love. So this is what comes through to me from her. And let's, absolutely, you're welcome. And let's hand you over to Cindy, and let's see what Cindy gets for you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Two stones. The first one, excuse me, is selenite. And it's wanting you to have a deeper connection with the divine. And it's letting you know, in order to accomplish this, you need to listen to your angels and guides, and they will start telling you what you need to know. And you have a beautiful ancient wisdom within you. And and it's saying to quiet your mind so that you will be able to hear your angels and your guides. Now, the angel that I have is working with you right now is the divine guidance. And she's trying to align with you in the spiritual and of the divine love. And She's talking about the spine, the bones, the tendons, the muscles, and she wants you to know that they are healthy and strong and that they are getting aligned with the help of Zoe with her healing. And she wants you to focus on the ancient wisdom that is stored within you and to bring that out. Now, the second card I got is Tourmalated Quartz. And it's saying that it seems as though you are around a lot of electromagnetic frequencies, and they want you to start amplifying protection because these forces are draining you, and they want you to start to become more connected with Mother Earth. So they want you to take a little bit of breaks from the electronics and to re-energize yourself. And that's the angel of the energy fields, and she wants you to know that she is grounding you and bringing in focus, and she wants you to relax and to recognize nature.
Okay.
And she's bringing balance to your life with fresh air and sunshine.
Thank you.
There we go. Cindy, thank
you
very much for your call. And we're going to jump to our next caller here, which is Nancy, born August 2nd, 1951. Nancy, you're live with Zoe and Cindy. Go ahead, please.
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question, okay, is I'm studying and taking courses in energy healing, and also I'm joining groups of like-minded people that are doing the same, and I was curious, what modality did you see me most compatible with, and also do you see me doing this work in the future?
Okay, good morning, Nancy.
Morning.
And it's very interesting here. Your life path is a number 8, which is business, entrepreneur, and handling your business, quote unquote. And this is exactly what you are doing right now. You are handling your business. Regarding the energy healing, let's see here. First of all, it does feel like you will start. You're going to evolve in this process. So when we take these classes, it's wonderful because we get to learn more and to start to expand our minds. In my background, I started with one modality, which led to another, which led to another, which led to another. So there is, understand that there is a stepping stone process of evolution. So you may begin this, your studies, simply by, first of all, being in tune with you and feeling the energy. Whatever modality you choose to start with, for example, let's say it is Reiki, and this is common for many people. The modality you start with is not going to be the same one you end up with. And the beautiful part about this, however, is that as you grow and evolve, you're going to be bringing all of this beautiful learning with you, your own healing evolution, your spiritual evolution, which will provide you different insights. And so as you begin this journey, it's important to remember to not get too hung up on what the title is. For example, in my experience, I began with prana healing, which is working with the chakras and the energies, which was outstanding. And I, so the way that still stays with me today is that translates into the work that I do at present. And so it will be similar to you. I do see you test driving the classes. Being with the like-mindedness is wonderful for you. This has been your calling for a long time. A lot of us do this. We ignore it and or we don't feel, you know, oh, that's not me, or, oh, I don't think I could ever do that. And so you've broken through that barrier. So congratulations on that. That for you is like a spiritual graduation. Does this make sense to you, Nancy?
It does. It does very much.
But
so I'm retired.
The awareness of it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm a retired mental health nurse, and I like the alternative side of it now. So
yes,
that's what I'm drawn to.
Oh, that is so excellent. Absolutely wonderful. And so just know that when we are healers, we also bring with us our own personal set of life experiences. And so with that type of background, that will help you to just simply fine-tune into your healing even more so. I do strongly suggest, because it's just amazing, looking into taking Theta Healing. The classes are universal. There's books. You can Google it up online. The reason I say that is because the term Theta, as you know, is the name of one of the brainwave states of our minds. In fact, if a person goes for hypnosis, the hypnotist is, or hypnotherapist, is placing that person in the Theta brainwave state. So they're relaxed, yet still conscious, yet still very aware. And with your background, number one, I highly encourage it because it helps to clear out old beliefs and old patterns. And this is also done energetically at the entire molecular level, DNA, RNA, ENA, and the ancestral lines. So Yes, you're going to be doing this. I see you doing this on the side. It's going to grow slowly, and you will be doing it full time. But yet for you, when you grasp a hold of something, you don't waste any time. Plus, you have that fire energy supporting you as well, being Leo. And so probably also for you, I just see the number 7 to 8, but for you it's 7 to 8 months out from now that you will be cresting between doing it part-time, moving into full-time. You're going to be taking a variety of classes, and just stay open to that. It doesn't mean that you always have to operate under that particular label. You're going to continue to evolve with your gifts. So let's pass you over to Cindy. There you go.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
I received 3 stones that will help you. And the first one is angelite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stating that it'll help you on becoming more intuitive and to be able to communicate with the angels and your spirit's guides. And it also wants you to be more aware of the messages from nature and your surroundings. Now, the angel that's working with you on this is the angel of communication. So it's giving you guidance and inspiration so that you can work moment to moment and interpret the messages that are being sent to you with life and wisdom. The next stone is tubular quartz. And it's saying that sometimes you feel like you're not being heard. And you know exactly what you're trying to communicate, but it's not getting the messages through to other people. So
right.
The tubular quartz will help you convey your message through visualization and imagination. So as you speak mentally, they want you to send mental pictures from your heart and mind to mind. So they're saying that will help with the communication. So that's the angel of telepathy. So they're telling you that when you speak, people will start to listen because you will be able to communicate from your heart to others. And it'll easily bring visualization, and it'll send mental pictures of your ideas, visions, and options. And it'll allow you to speak clearly, and to people will be able to communicate with you. The next one.
Go ahead,
next
Nancy,
one is ruby zoisite, and it's just wanting you to open and be receptive to other people, and it wants you to know that it's safe to allow other people to be nice and to give you gifts and things like this. And that's the angel of receiving. It seems like sometimes you have a hard time to allow people to help you or appreciate you. So it's saying the angel of receiving wants you to accept these gifts and with ease and grace.
Okay.
And okay, so that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate your call. Hope that was helpful to you. And our last caller of the day, by the way, ladies, we've got about 6 minutes left. So we got about 5 minutes of talking with Suzanne, born October 5th, 1960. Suzanne, thanks for waiting. You are now live with Zoe and Cindy.
Hi, Zoe and Cindy. I was wondering
Good
about
morning.
My love life.
Okay, so I'll move through this quickly. First of all, you are a life path number 4, which means form and structure. And so in your world, in your life, building, building, building. And the way this would translate in your love life very similar. Have you done your affirmations? Have you made a list of the ideal for you? Has that been done yet?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, very good. And continue to revisit and refine your list. Secondly, take advantage of the full moon in 2 days. Write down the releasing statements. Release your fear. Release your worry. Whatever is going on at present, I don't feel much energy there, so maybe there isn't much going on and or you're not feeling entirely fulfilled at this moment in time. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There is a rediscovery process going on within you right now, and I know that Cindy's information will help you with that. Part of what you are learning most importantly is for you to love yourself. There's been fear about that, you feeling like you're not entirely a quote-unquote whole person based upon just simply life and things that have happened. And so the more that you can work towards supporting yourself and accepting yourself fully, of course, you'll bring in like vibration and higher. Will you meet someone and or recoup what is in your present reality? There is change coming for sure, but this has really more to do with you and your personal journey of you. And so let me pass you over to Cindy, because this is, you're definitely in the midst of a very intense growth and evolution right now. Yes, the love is coming, but right now the focus is for you. So Cindy, go ahead, please.
Okay. Of course, the stone that I got was rose quartz. And it's saying that you're wishing for improvement in relationships that you are in. They want you to know that you are worthy of deep, fulfilling relationships and to love yourself and to cultivate your friendships and be open to romance. The angel that is working with you has to do with loving relationships. And they want you to love yourself and to enjoy your own company and to be grateful for your friends and other people of importance. And they want you to spend more time with them. And they want to know that your heart is open, and they want you to encourage love in your life and to start with loving yourself with purity and take away all fear. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you,
You're
Suzanne.
Welcome.
Great having you call in today. Appreciate you waiting on the line. Wish you a great weekend. And for that, everybody, we are wrapped up for the show today. Quick reminder, if you'd like to schedule a private appointment with Zoe, just simply go to zoeniklaus.com. Can't figure out how to spell it? Don't worry. The link's right there on the show page. You just click them and you go there. Mention that you want the radio special and you get a full 60 minutes for $85. It's off the chain. Fantastic. And you will love your time with her, I guarantee it. Why? Because I've had Zoe give me readings before, and she's fantastic. So with that, ladies, I want to thank both of you. Cindy up in Alaska, thank you for getting up early for the show today. Always appreciate that. And we look forward to having you back. I'm
going
to have a full show with you talking about crystals and gems. I think that will be totally fun, so we'll have to figure that out. About a minute left, ladies. Any last closing comments real quick?
I think just following on the heels of the last caller, just a reminder, we are in Venus retrograde, which means that this is the journey that it's asking us to do. In our pursuit of love, whether a present relationship or future, just remember the journey always comes back to us and what's going on the inside. And I would like for Cindy to just share her contact information here before we go off the air. Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I have a Facebook page called Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I-S, Gems, G-E-M-S. And also, if anyone has more questions, my phone number is area code 907-315-5464. And thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure. I've had so much fun.
Cindy, we had a blast having you here. Yay! Everybody have a fantastic Friday. Go out and make the world a better place, and please don't drive distracted. We will see you soon on another episode of Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.